We bid you welcome again, express appreciation for your being here. Again, we say it so often, but we say it sincerely. It's just good to get together. The lesson this morning comes from the text that was read to us. And I'm just going to focus on the last words that Jesus tells in this story or this parable, where the man that had the five talents receives a very welcome invitation. The Lord or Jesus said to him, five words, well done, good and faithful servant. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. If I want to hear that invitation, enter into the joy of your Lord, what's required? I think the answer is found in these five words that Jesus gives to this servant who has done well. So let's take a look. It's interesting, but sometimes we look at the opposite in what Jesus did not say. He didn't say, well said. Or well wishing. Or well thinking. He said, well done. Well done. By definition, when you think about the word done, if we're going to get the message, I want to hear enter in. Well, I need to be a person that has done, first of all. Means of broader having come to an end. You've completed something. As Apostle Paul said, I've finished the course, kept the faith. You know, well done, Paul. Well done. It means that there's nothing remains. I'm done. Finished. It means all the steps in the process have been completed. I'm done. Yeah. So I put in your notes one of the first steps to gain entrance into the joy of the Lord is to obey the gospel, to become a Christian. I want to hear well done. Well done, good, faithful servant. Enter in. Obey the gospel. I gave you three illustrations in your notes. First one in the Acts, the book of the Bible, Acts of the Apostles. It's in Acts chapter 2 when there's devout Jews from every nation are gathered in Jerusalem to celebrate a feast. The apostles stand up and they preach to this devout Jewish audience. And Peter reaches a point in his sermon where in verse 36 of Acts chapter 2, this Jesus whom you crucified, God's made both Lord and Christ. When they heard that, they cried out, men and brethren, what shall we do? Is there any response required of me? Is there anything I have to put in place? Well, the answer was given. Repent and be baptized. Every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ or by the authority of heaven. For the remission of your sins and to receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Because to you is the promise and to your children, to all that are far off, as many as the Lord our God shall call. And he testified and witnessed many other words, urging them to save themselves from this crooked generation. And verse 41 says, those that gladly received his word were baptized. Oh, well done. Well done. You graciously received the word and were baptized. That's the start. If I want to hear the well done, I need to obey the gospel good news message. Repent and be baptized. The second illustration is similar. It's when Saul, who later became the Apostle Paul, and he was on the road to Damascus to get letters from the synagogue permitting him to persecute Christians. This is before he became the apostle. So he was stopped in his tracks on this journey to get authority to persecute Christians or the church. A bright light shone and a voice came from heaven. And in Acts 9 verse 6 it says, so he, meaning Saul, he trembled and he was astonished. He said, Lord, what do you want me to do? Is there a response that I'm to make? Is there something required of me? Is he what he's asking? Then the Lord said to him, go into the city. It will be told you what you must do. Some think they would think, well, if I was Saul, I'd have been satisfied with seeing a great light and having the Lord talk to me. No. The Lord said, this is what I want you to do. You go into the city and it'll be told you what to do. What just happened is not enough. Go into the city. So he does. And in verse 10, there was a certain disciple there named Ananias. And in a vision, Ananias was told to meet Saul. And during that meeting, in verse 18, it says, Saul arose and was baptized. Ah, that's the beginning. That's the start. If I want to hear, well done, what am I to do? I need to be baptized. The third illustration is in Acts chapter 16. And this is where Paul and Silas are in jail. And then miraculously, the jail doors open. And the jailer, he calls for a light because it's midnight. And then he runs into where the jail cells are. He falls down trembling. Paul and Silas are still there. And then he asks that same question. Sirs, what must I do to be saved? The answer is given in verse 31. They said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved, you and your household. You think, well, that's enough. But it's not. There's more. It's in the very next verse. And sometimes people don't keep reading. It's in verse 32. So they spoke the word of the Lord unto him and to all that were in the house. Paul makes a question in Romans chapter 10, verse 14. How can you believe in someone you haven't heard? He asked, what must I do to be saved? Well, you need to believe. Well, what's next? Well, I need to give you information. They spoke the word of the Lord unto him. In verse 33, the next verse, the story continues. And immediately he and all his family were baptized. Verse 34, he rejoiced having believed in God with all of his house. Incorporated in that word having believed is that he and his household were baptized. That's the beginning steps of hearing those words, well done. Enter in. So we ask the question, have you done that? You've heard the word of God, I know. Now in the next step, I want to believe it. And then I want to turn from my sins, repent, and be baptized. I want to make my confession of what I believe. I believe Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Then I want to be baptized. I want to hear at the end, when my life is over and the judgment day is here, well done. Good, faithful servant. Enter in. Enter in. So the next question or the next statement is, word be a person who has done well. It's interesting to do well. All that's required of us is what we can do. I'm not always able to do what someone else can do. But whatever's required of me, I need to do it, and I need to do it well. In 2 Corinthians 8, verse 12, and these are in your notes, if there's first a willing mind, all right, I want to be willing. I want to do well. It's accepted according to what one has, and not according to what he has not. There's another story. There's a woman in Bethany at the house of Simon the leper, and she breaks open a flask and anoints the head of Jesus on this occasion. The disciples were kind of critical of her and said, what are you doing? Jesus said to her in Mark chapter 14, verse 8, she's done what she could. Well done, lady. Well done. All this required, you do what you can according to your ability. Paul, the Apostle Paul, when he was preaching, he made a statement in Romans chapter 1, verse 15. As much as is in me, I'm ready to preach. That's right, Paul. Just as much as is in you, preach. Well done, Paul. Well done. In Ecclesiastes 9, verse 10, it says, whatsoever thy hand finds to do, you do it with all your might. Whatever we do, let's do it well. Well done, Jesus said. Good, faithful servant, enter in. Enter in. In Mark chapter 12, verse 30, it says, love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. That's right. That's what's required of us. In doing that which I need to do, I want to do it well. Heart, soul, mind, and strength. Do it well. Concerning Jesus in Mark chapter 7, verse 37, says he's done all things well. That's what I want to do. Do it well. Well done. The third requirement, if I want to hear the phrase, enter in to the joy of your Lord, be a person who does good. Does good. In Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, says, for I know we're saved by grace through faith. That's right. Not of ourselves. It's not of works, otherwise we could boast. But we are God's workmanship. Thank you, God, for saving me by your grace, for making that known. Yeah. But then he said, we are created, born again, been baptized, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. So I like to add it, you know, not my idea to assemble for worship. God created good things for us to do because of what of his amazing grace for us. It's not my idea to involve myself in ministry and service to one another. That's by God's design. It wasn't my idea to bow and pray for one another. No. God determined that for me. And so now I want to do whatever I do, do well, and I want to do good. Well done, good and faithful servant. In explaining the parable of the sower, Jesus spoke of the seed being the word of God. The sower goes forth to sow. And then he says in verse 15, says the seed, some of the seed fell on good ground. And then he says, on that good ground are those who, having heard the word with a noble and good heart, keep it and bear fruit with patience. So if I'm going to hear God's word, I need to take it to heart, believe and obey, do that which is required, keep it, do good. Do good. In Luke chapter 10, verse 42, Jesus, another illustration in his life and ministry, he says, one thing is needful. No, Mary and Martha. And he says, Mary has chosen that good part, which shall not be taken away from her. If you remember the story, Martha is getting ready to, you know, working in the kitchen. That's a good work. But Jesus is saying, Martha, cooking's okay, but not right now. It's time for Bible study. Mary's chosen the good part. Well, that's good too, but this is, well, that's a part, but this is a good part. Stop what you're doing and come listen. Yeah. Do have well done good. Do good. Yeah. Jesus makes this commendation or this connection in John chapter 5, verse 28. And I didn't put this one in your notes. But John 5, verse 28, Jesus says, don't marvel at this. The hour is coming in which all who are in the graves will hear my voice and come forth. those who have done good to the resurrection of life. What I do, I want to do well and do that which is good, so that I can here enter in to the joys of your Lord. Number four is to be a person who's faithful. That's the fourth word in the words of Jesus. Faithful. By definition, if you're faithful, you're doing that which is reliable, dependable, trustworthy, steadfast. It means you can be counted on. If you're faithful, it means you make good your word. You're faithful. Paul said in 1 Corinthians 4, verse 12, moreover, it's required in stewards that one be found faithful. You know what the best thing that can be said of a Christian is? What's the best thing that can be said about you? It's that you're faithful. Moreover, it's required in stewards a man be found faithful. That's all that's required of us. Be faithful according to what God has given us, to our talents, to our opportunities, to the blessings God has given us. Just be faithful in that. In Revelation 2, verse 10, says the same thing. Be thou faithful till death. I'll give you the crown of life. Faithful. It's connected to enter into the joy of your Lord. Faithful. I want to hear these words. Well done. Good. Faithful. And the last requirement. If I want to hear, enter in. Servant. It's connections, aren't they? To do something. Be dependable. Faithful. Servant. Service. Oh, they just go together. They're in a bunch. They're in a pod. These are peas in a pod. Faith, a servant, means you're an attendant. You're one who performs the duties of Jesus the Master. We serve. And we serve by choice. This is what I want to do. Having heard the good word of God, I want to respond in the right way. I want to place myself in service to God. I want to place myself in doing. I want to place myself in faithfulness. I want to place myself in whatever I do to do it well. And that involves other people. I don't do my ministry in isolation. The Bible says in Colossians 3, verse 23, whatever your hand finds to do, you do it heartily, as to the Lord, knowing that from the Lord you'll receive your reward of the inheritance, for you serve the Lord Christ. What we do heartily, we do it well, we do it for one another. We serve. Galatians 5, verse 13, through love, serve one another. And someone said, but God didn't call us into the vineyard merely to eat grapes, but to be laborers in the vineyard. I think that says it. There's a song, it's not in our book, but another song book we had. I will work, I will pray, I will labor every day in the vineyard of the Lord. In the vineyard. I remember one congregation when I was a child. We'd visit there. And we'd come into the foyer, and there would be a sign above the entry doors into the auditorium. And it said, enter to worship. So you go in, and you have your time of worship. And then when you turn around to leave, on this side of the door going out, it said, exit to serve. Enter to worship, leave, or exit to serve. I want to hear these five words. Well done, good, faithful servant. Enter in enter in. It's summarized in 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 10 through 11. And they're in your notes too at the very last. There's things that we need to add to our faith. And it mentions all these things to add to your faith. You know, add the virtue, the knowledge, the temperance, the patience, the godliness, the brotherly kindness and love. Add those to your faith. In other words, well done. Do these things. And then it says, therefore, brethren. Therefore. In other words, we do these things and we've done them well. But he says, be more diligent to make your calling and election sure. If you do these things, I do these things, you're not going to stumble. And then the last phrase, so an entrance will be supplied to you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. An entrance into the kingdom. So these five words give us our lesson. Well done, good, faithful servant. Enter in. If you haven't done those things already, you have an opportunity. And I remember back the first one, to do something. First steps are becoming a Christian. Put yourself in the kingdom, on God's side. Let folks know to whom you belong. Become a Christian. Obey the gospel. When Jesus commissioned his apostles, his last words before he ascended back to the Father, go into all the world, preach the gospel to every creature. Tell everybody this soul-saving message. He that believes and is baptized shall be saved. Matthew records it in Matthew chapter 28, go into all the world, make disciples of all the nations. Discipleship. Baptizing them. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Teaching them to observe all things, whatsoever I've commanded you. And lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the age. So that's the invitation we extend at the close of every lesson. We want to heed these requirements so that we can hear, enter in. Good, faithful servant. Well done. Well done. If you have not obeyed that gospel message already, you have that opportunity. Let's stand and we'll sing this song of encouragement. We use it as a song of invitation, exhortation. If you need to respond in a public way, if that's your desire, if that's your resolve, just simply let it be known while we're singing this song together. Must you